This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. India and Israel have exchanged multiple memoranda of understanding, MOUs, on several areas including cultural exchange, geophysical exploration, fisheries and aquaculture, UPI, and for advancing education through use of artificial intelligence. The MOUs were exchanged after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said India-Israel relationship is founded on the strong bedrock of deep trust, shared democratic values, and profound human sensitivities. He said the bond has stood the test of every trial of time. The Prime Minister said both sides have taken the historic decision to elevate the time-tested partnership to the status of a special strategic partnership.
Hamare sambandh gehre vishwas, saajha loktantrik mulyon aur manviya samvedanaon ki majboot aadharshila par aadharit hai, us par sthapit hai. Hamare rishte samay ki har kasoti par khare utre hain. Aaj humne अपनी टाइम टेस्टेड साझेदारी को स्पेशल स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का दर्जा देने का ऐतिहासिक निर्णय लिया है. यह निर्णय दोनों देशों के लोगों की आकांक्षाओं का प्रतिबिंब है.
Prime Minister Modi has arrived in New Delhi after concluding his two-day historic visit to Israel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the post-budget webinar on technology, reforms and finance for Vikasit Bharat this morning through video conferencing. The webinar will entail discussions on public capex, infrastructure, banking sector reforms, financial sector architecture, deepening capital markets and ease of living through tax reforms. The webinar is the first in a series of post-budget webinars being organized on key themes emerging from the Union Budget 2026-27. President Draupadi Murmu has arrived in Jaisalmer on a two-day visit to Rajasthan. President Murmu will witness Indian Air Force's exercise Vayu Shakti in Jaisalmer today. The Defence Ministry informed that prior to the exercise, the President will fly a sortie in Indigenous Light Combat Helicopter, LCH Prachand. The mission will be undertaken as a two-aircraft LCH formation, with Chief of the Air Staff Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh flying in the second LCH. Notably, the LCH Prachand is India's first indigenously designed and developed combat helicopter manufactured by Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, HAL. The 57th convocation ceremony of the Indian Institute of Mass Communication, IIMC, will be held today in New Delhi. The ceremony will be attended by the Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Chancellor of IIMC, Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnaw, will preside over the function. On the occasion, the Vice President will lay the foundation stone for the new academic block and hostel block at IIMC. Mr. Vaishnaw will also inaugurate the Creators Lounge at the Incubation Centre in the presence of senior officials of the Ministry and the Institute. Sri Lankan Prime Minister Harini Amarasuriya has welcomed stronger business ties, higher investment and increased tourist arrivals from India, reaffirming Colombo's commitment to deepening cooperation with New Delhi. Addressing a commemorative dinner marking India's 77th Republic Day and Sri Lanka's 78th Independence Day, Dr. Amarasuriya said the island nation looks forward to expand connections with the Indian businesses and greater people-to-people exchanges through tourism. The event, organized yesterday by the Sri Lanka-India Society, was attended by diplomats, business leaders and members of the Indian community. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India defeated Zimbabwe by 72 runs in a crucial Super 8 match at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Put into bat first, the Surya Kumar Yadav-led men in blue posted a massive 256 for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, the Sikandar Raza-led Zimbabwe could score 184 for 6 in 20 overs. For India, Harshdeep Singh bagged 3 wickets. India will next face West Indies in their last Super 8 clash on Sunday at the iconic Eden Gardens in Kolkata. And with that, we end this news bulletin.